Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's Jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Make It Up As We Go. Charlotte has a nightmare session with Hunter Owen, but the song it yields starts hitting the charts a few weeks later. She writes with Liz Rose and clarifies her platonic relationship with Lawford. Big Knox loves what Charlotte's giving them and starts the negotiations for signing her. She tells Marshall and writes Gone in the Morning with him on the porch late at night, discussing their past and their future in Nashville. She wakes up to her phone ringing off the hook.
Hunter Owen.
Country superstar Hunter Owen slammed with further accusations this morning. More on the developing story, country music's preeminent bro country hitmaker Hunter Owen accused of sexual misconduct and workplace intimidation. Owen categorically denies all allegations, saying he's just cancel culture's latest victim. Big Knox Publishing, whom Owen is signed to, had no comment. Sources say they are, quote, waiting to hear all the facts.
Hunter Owen.
God, is there anything on the radio other than this damn story?
Good for him, I say. You know, I tell you what, I don't believe a word of it. And everybody just wants to bring down whoever's on top. It's ridiculous. Not in this town. That's what I say. Shame on country music. Shame on Nashville. These women, they just want money, you know.
Hey, Apollo.
Please tell me you aren't watching TV.
Worse. Listening to AM radio.
Turn it off. Are you about to go in?
Yeah. Bella called me. She said emergency meeting at Big Knox.
Okay. Well, remember what we said. Just listen. Don't say anything. Don't sign anything. You never know what's going to happen with these things. They're cornered, and they're probably scared you're going to sue them, too.
Hell, if I might. I just can't believe how long he's gotten away with this.
I know, but you gotta be smart. They'll have lawyers combing every text and recording every meeting. Don't put your neck out or they'll chop it off.
Okay. All right, I love you. I'm going in.
Deep breaths. You got this. Say it.
I got this.
Yeah, you do. Okay, call me as soon as you're out. I'll be with Emily.
Okay. Gotta go.
Charlotte, in here.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I don't really know how to feel. We'll see how this all plays out. What about you?
Holding it together.
Okay, she's here. Bye. Oh, I'm going. Bye. Hey, Charlotte. Have a seat. Bella, you've obviously heard the news. How do you feel about it?
I'm pissed, like everyone else.
Right. Have you spoken to anyone?
Have I spoken to anyone? I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Like the press or lawyers?
No, I haven't spoken to the press.
Okay. So you believe everything?
Do I believe, well, yes, I do, 100%.
Okay.
Hank, come on.
We're in a really difficult position here.
I don't think that you are.
Charlotte, if I can make this right, I would, but right now...
Guys, come on. Everybody knows. I mean, it's the worst kept secret in Nashville. I mean, this guy's a...
signed client of Big Knox Publishing, and he's innocent until proven guilty. We don't know who these accusers are. They're all anonymous.
You can't be serious.
We don't have the identities of the women, so we can't prove or disprove the claims.
Okay, I'll return the question. Do you believe them?
I believe in this country that we have a judicial system that handles things like this, not the media, and certainly not music publishing companies.
But you have a responsibility.
We can't ruin Hunter's career because of anonymous claims on the internet.
Well, you can't ruin his career because of the bottom line, Hank. Be honest with me. He's your star. I get it.
Have you seen the streaming numbers in the last week?
No, I've been a little bit preoccupied, guys. Sorry.
Look at this. This is Howdios from the last month, and then the last 5 days. Your revenue has quintupled, Charlotte. People are backing Hunter by streaming his music. They're showing their support by lining your pockets.
I don't know what to say.
Nothing, Charlotte. You say nothing.
Emily, what can we do? We need to help her.
I feel so bad. She's just stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Both sides now?
Well, his supporters say she's one of the girls making up the stories, and then the other side wants to take her down for working with him in the first place.
I didn't even know she was writing with him.
And she walked out of the session. I mean, for fuck's sake, what else was she supposed to do?
Ugh, well, the song's all over the radio now.
Wait, here she comes. Here she comes. And stop calling this number. Goodbye.
Hey, Charlotte.
All day. Every day. Like, TMZ, Perez Hilton, random vloggers. How the hell do they even get my number?
I don't know.
That photo with him is at the top of every article. I can't even look anymore.
You need to just throw that thing off a bridge.
What do I do?
I think you just have to follow your gut.
Well, my gut says I want to throw up right now.
Well, maybe not right this second, but you need to do what you think is right.
How is nobody talking about this? I mean, everybody's talking about this, but nobody's doing anything.
You said it yourself. There's too much money involved. And when somebody's getting paid in this town, everybody has a vested interest in keeping that train moving.
They said our song isn't just on country charts anymore. I mean, it's taken off, and the streaming numbers are tripling, and it's everywhere, for Christ's sake. I mean, they're playing it in malls and grocery stores because he's just a scumbag.
Brands are already dropping him. The domino effect has already started.
Yeah, but Nashville's holding a tight line.
It's just so backwards. I mean, how could this be happening? This day and age, you know, I just thought this whole stupid industry was changing.
Me too.
Yeah, I did too.
So is this just who we are?
Reckoning for Nashville or a snowflake sob story? Is your profession at risk? Have you ever made a mistake in your life?
Since when do you watch the news?
I'm sorry.
How come the one time something goes right, it has to hurt so many other people?
You didn't do this. Okay, don't. That's what they want you to think. All right, they want you to be complicit.
I'm a part of this. I have financial stake in this situation, and I'm part of the big bad wolf steamrolling the houses of these poor girls.
Hey, whoa, 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 look, stop. I don't want to hear you talking like this.
It's true.
No, it's not, Charlotte. Look, I did not want to have to say this, but you are a victim here, okay? You've seen it. That dude's a predator.
I know, and it kills me every minute I stay quiet while getting paid along with him.
Hey, come here, baby. Charlotte, come here.
What?
I can't stand seeing you like this.
You don't know how it feels to be treated like that. You don't know. You'll never know. It fucks you up, Marshall.
I know. Look, I know that I don't know, and I never will. You know, but all I can do is try to support you, try to help you.
I don't want to be helped. I'm part of the problem.
Stop it. No, you're not. You're the most talented, intelligent, con person I know. Don't let them change you.
Well, it's too late.
No, it's... Hey, look at me. No, it's not. I'm not going to let you go on like this.
So what do I do? Huh? What am I supposed to do?
You need to say something, Charlotte. You need to speak up.
I'm not brave enough. I'm scared of having my name up there with something like this and it just always being the thing that defines me.
Well, you're going to have to figure it out. Because I can see that it's killing you inside.
They'll destroy me. It'll be the end of my career.
Then let it be! I mean, if doing what's right is what ends your career, then fuck it, we'll go to Texas. Fix the house back up, I'll learn how to ranch, I don't care. You gotta do this because the girl I love does not let these assholes win.
What about my deal? I haven't signed it yet.
Who gives a fuck? Don't think about that. This ain't a business decision. This is a moral one. I mean, think about the girls just like you who are scarred for life that don't have a voice right now. That don't have a megaphone in front of them because of this song. You have a platform. You can speak for them.
Look at us in our pretty little house in our pretty little neighborhood, writing songs in Nashville, making friends with my heroes. I was so close.
Babe, you're here. This situation does not define you, Charlotte. They can't take anything away from you that you won't give. You know something? Your daddy would be so proud of you. If he was here right now, what would he say? What would he want you to do?
You're listening to Sirius XM Radio Outlaw Country. No borders, no BS, just music.
We're back. This is Shooter Jennings. You're listening to My Electric Rodeo. You're in Outlaw Country. I'm here with Nashville hit songwriter Charlotte Sales. It's been a while since we had you on. How you been?
I'm good. It's good to see you and good to be back. I always love chatting with you, Shooter.
Well, last time you were here, we were talking about singles and releases and the process. But this time, there's a bit of a black cloud hanging over Music City right now.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to be the only thing everybody's talking about.
Well, what is your take on this?
Well, as you know, Nashville operates unlike anywhere else. And it's a place that has given me the opportunity to pursue my dream. And, you know, that's also challenged me to give up that dream.
What do you mean by give up that dream?
It's hard to say. I mean, this town operates on a code of silence, which is why he...
You're talking about Hunter Owen.
Correct. You know, was able to get away with it for so long.
Right. So you're saying...
Look, I'm from Texas. When I see something wrong, I'm going to say something.
And you've written with him.
I have.
Well, let me just ask you straight up then. I mean, feel free to tell me if I'm overstepping my boundaries here.
No, go ahead. That's why I'm here.
So you believe these women?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, I say I've written with him, but it's... I barely even call it that. You know, this happened to me, and that's why I walked out of the session.
It has.
I know, I'm not the only one. I'm just the first to put my name on the line. So, you know, let the he said, she said begin. The guy said inappropriate things. He tried it on with me. He treated me with contempt and disrespect when I wasn't interested. This isn't the first time, and it won't be the last.
Wow.
And this industry knows, and, you know, they still work with him. They still defend him to this day, and even people who firsthand, you know what he's like.
Well, I know this wasn't an easy decision for you.
Like, I wrote a song with him in that session, and barely a song, and now it's putting money in my pocket, and that tortures me every day.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've got statistics here. It says his streaming went up. What is this? It's off the charts. It's after the accusations. It's wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's just saying right. And I'm not going to sit by and let these girls get bad-mouthed while, you know, he's having all this success and, you know, I'm getting paid off of it as well. And I just didn't feel right not saying anything.
Well, I'm sorry. And just know it takes a lot of courage to speak out like this, Charlotte. And to all the girls out there who are listening, this is what country music has always been about. And that is telling the truth, you know?
Thanks, Shooter. I appreciate you giving me a chance to speak my mind here.
Anytime. And I'll tell you, you know, I've never done things the way that I'm supposed to anyway. I guess this would be the outlaw thing to do.
That's right. Well, it's always been a pleasure, even under these circumstances. But thanks for having me.
Of course. You're welcome back anytime. Charlotte Sales, everybody. This is Shooter Jennings. You're listening to My Electric Rodeo. You're in Outlaw Country. And I'll be back to say goodbye after the turnaround. Are you doing okay, Charlotte?
Yeah, I think I kept it together.
Hell yeah, you did. And that was powerful.
Thanks. I mean, I just had to get that off my chest. I don't know what's going to happen now, but we'll see.
Well, hey, listen, I'm always with you. We're with you here. You always have this show to come on, okay? No matter what happens. And I'll support you the whole time.
Hey, Charlotte, it's Em. I'm just worried about you. Call me back, okay?
Charlotte, where have you been? Call me back. You better be staying off Twitter.
Come on in, she's in here. Hey, Char? Darling, you decent?
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom.
You okay? Emily, and Paula stopped by. They're here to see you.
Just tell them I'm fine.
Babe, we just want to see you. Please, come on out.
I brought goodies.
What'd you bring?
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I haven't been outside in days.
Why are you beating yourself up? What you did was the right thing.
I made a big mistake.
No, you didn't.
My career is over. Just ask the internet.
Your career isn't over, Charlotte. Fuck those people.
We need to delete social media off your phone, babe. You can't let the trolls get to you.
It's not just the trolls. It's Big Knox, too. They've iced me out. They don't answer my calls. And when I asked Simone, she said she would find out, and I haven't heard anything from her either.
Well, Charlotte, they're in the middle of this thing now. I'm sure that they...
I knew the consequences when I said what I said.
You did the right thing.
Yeah, and now I'm paying for it.
Everybody is with you, Charlotte.
But nobody is saying anything. I know I can't be the only one.
You aren't.
Then where are they? Exactly. In and out, okay? I don't want to be here long.
Charlotte, it's your best friend's birthday party. Relax. Let's try to have a good time.
I don't think I can face these people. You know everyone's going to be here.
It's going to be fine. Look, just stick with me. They're your people, by the way.
Hey, happy birthday.
Oh, you guys came.
Happy birthday, Emily.
So good to see you. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, come on in. Oh, don't worry about them. They just haven't seen you since...
What's the matter? Never seen a whistleblower in person before?
Guess not.
I'm sorry, Em.
You can just put those there. Amazing. Apollo's on barbecue duty, so I'm just gonna grab the kids to come say hi.
Hey, Char.
Hey, Simone.
Listen, I'm so sorry I haven't gotten back to you. I just wanted you to hear it from me first. It's just a policy in the agency where I can't speak on these things before they're handled internally.
I understand. Thanks.
So how are you holding up?
Well...
Hey, Simone, you mind if I steal Charlotte for a second?
Not at all. Great to see you.
Thank you.
I mean, Jesus, can this woman take a hint or what?
Hey, Marshall, I'm just gonna step out for a second, okay? I just need some air.
Well, hang on, wait. Charlotte. Okay. Yeah.
Where'd she go?
I didn't even see her.
Yeah, no, she just, she stepped out for a second.
Hey, guys, we're gonna go get Auntie Charlotte, so why don't you go back to the pool?
I'm gonna go find her.
No, just give her a minute, Paolo. It's been really rough on her. She's,
Are you okay, Marshall?
Yeah, I'll be, come on, man. I'm just,
Marshall.
I'm just trying to be there for her, you know?
Hey, you're doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's, don't matter what I do, as long as this town keeps its back turned on her.
Hey, hey, Charlotte, what are you doing?
Elliot?
Need a ride? Come on, get in.
No, I'm good, thank you.
Come on, I'll take you home. I'm going that way.
No. Ugh, fine.
What are you coming from Emily's? Where's Marshall at? Where's your car? What are you doing?
I left and I just started walking.
Okay. Are you going home?
Yeah, can you take me to Canyon, Texas, please?
This is how the story ends, huh? Same guy who picked you up, drops you back off where you came from?
Well, cheaper than the flats I've been looking at.
That'd be the real mistake.
Who was I to think that I could make a real difference?
What are you talking about? You did. Why do you think everybody's losing their shit?
No, Elliot, everybody's silent. It's crickets out there.
Silence is the death knell of the old guard.
I bit the hand that fed me, and I'm paying the price. That's what this is.
You just told your truth. That's all you can do.
It's up here on the right.
I know where it is. I used to pay the rent.
Right.
Hey, look, Charlotte. Hey, when I first met you, I didn't necessarily see the next big thing. All right? What I heard was what has always been the bedrock of country music coming from you. And that is honesty.
Come on, Elliot, just save it.
Honesty and a little bit of sadness, some stage presence, and a whole lot of talent. But I heard you telling stories, and I saw people listening. I guess what I'm trying to say is that when you speak, people listen. You may not realize the impact you will have right this second, but Nashville has never been about the voices of the unheard until you.
Thanks, Elliot. I appreciate it.
Hey, Charlotte?
Yeah?
Got something for you. Had this on me since we had our conversation at the fundraiser. Just in case I run into you, I want to make things right.
What is this?
It's a publishing deal, effective immediately.
Elliot.
You belong at Carmelina Publishing, Charlotte. Fuck everybody else. I want you back in the family. We do things differently. Welcome back.
One drink. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's not how I thought it was going to happen.
It never is.
Hey.
Marshall.
They were worried about you.
You okay?
Yeah, I was going to call you.
No, it's okay. I want to make sure you weren't walking the streets.
Elliot picked me up.
Are you going to tell him?
What?
I just signed to Carmelina.
Get out of here. No way. How,
We made it work. Take a seat, Marshall. We're celebrating. Whatever he wants, I got it. Ah, shit. Not now.
Fine. Take it.
Hello? What? What? She's about to do what? Hey. Hey, man, would you mind turning on the ACM Awards, please? They're on CBS.
No way, dude. Country music is dead.
Exactly. CBS. Just please turn on CBS, man.
Elliot, I don't really want to...
Fuck you. The Vols are in the fourth quarter.
$100 enough? Hey, thank you. Can you turn it up?
Asshole.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome three-time Grammy nominee and ACM Award winner, Elle King.
Hello, Nashville, and hello, country music fans around the world. Before I present the next award for Best Group Performance, there's something that needs to be said. It's no secret that women are underrepresented in this town. Only 16% of country artists are female, and only 12% of songwriters are. But what remains a secret is the way that they're treated by artists, labels, and publishing companies behind the scenes. The time for silence is long past due. And in many other spaces in this industry, equity and justice has been sought from the top to the bottom, but not here. To those who think the rules do not apply to them, we will not be silent anymore. To those powerful people who knowingly protect abusers to maintain their profits, we will not be silent anymore. And to those, like Charlotte Sayles, with the courage to speak out despite the consequences.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
We hear you loud and clear. We support you. We will not be silenced. We ain't gonna be quiet anymore.
She's talking about her, y'all. She is talking about Charlotte Sayles.
Elliot, shh. Stop. Oh my God.
That's my baby. God damn it, look at her.
Marshall, stop.
How about Elle King at the ACM Awards last night?
Charlotte Sayles. Three-time Grammy nominee Elle King calls out the Nashville establishment in a scathing rebuke of a culture of silence in country music.
Speaking out in support of Charlotte Sayles, whose revelations about country star Hunter Owen on Shooter Jennings' radio show shook the town to its core.
Has Nashville turned a corner? Well, these artists don't think so.
We're in the middle of a paradigm shift in country music. The good old boys club is a relic of the past, and good riddance.
What's important is that these conversations are happening in the open now. It's not controlled by the major labels with a vested interest in the status quo.
I think people were shocked to hear what was going on behind the scenes. It hit them in the face seeing Nashville's dirty laundry hung out to dry.
If this month in country music has made one thing clear, this town's a changer. We may not know where we're headed, but now we've at least admitted where we've been.
Am I late? Am I late? I brought more booze.
Paula's here.
Charlotte, darling. You look happy.
Yeah, I got my deal.
Mm-hmm. I knew he'd come around. Congrats.
All right, okay, guys, listen up. Attention, please. Is everybody here? Where's Marshall? I do not see Marshall.
Hey, I'm right here.
Right. Wow, you look nice. Why are you all dressed up? I didn't even recognize you.
Stop it. Get on with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, we are gathered here tonight, guys, to officially welcome Charlotte Sayles into a family that she's always belonged in. Charlotte, raise a glass. Here's to your success, bravery, and, of course, a long and lucrative discography for Carmelina Publishing. Woo! All right, y'all. Charlotte?
Liz, thank you so much for being here, y'all. I can't thank you enough for all the support and being there creatively and emotionally and just knowing the difference.
Wouldn't miss it for anything. I am so proud of you.
Proud of you, Charlotte.
And, of course, to Marshall.
the man by my side who I couldn't do it without. And Apollo. My rock. My best friend. My fashion icon. And I guess my vocal coach?
Somebody still owes me for that. Elliot.
And of course, Elliot. Lord knows we've had our ups and downs, but I'm so glad you finally came around because I'm looking forward to doing this for a really long time. Cheers.
I have something to say while you got your champagne or your brown water or what have you in front of you. Charlotte, when you met me, I wasn't exactly in a good place. And, you know, a lot like this town, you've changed me a lot. And I can honestly say I do not know where I would be without you, but I know where I can be with you.
Urgent call on line 2 for you, Charlotte.
Not now, Jacob!
Oh, fuck it. Charlotte Sales, will you make me the luckiest fella in the world? Charlotte, will you marry me?
Yes, of course. Of course I'll marry you.
Charlotte, call on line 2 for you. It's Hunter Owen.
I made it this far, just me and my guitar, hiding my heart on my sleeve. Yeah, I was a lone star, she was a wild card, starting to make me think that I believe in a forever kind of love. For worse or for better, never not enough. I believe in finding treasure in the rough, kissing and cussing till we're made.
You can listen to and stream music from today's episode on Pandora or wherever you stream and discover music. And if you are a SiriusXM subscriber, you can tune in and hear the music from the soundtrack on many of your favorite stations. Make It Up As We Go Season 2 is produced by Audio Up Media, created by Scarlett Burke and Jared Goodstadt, directed by Scarlett Burke, executive produced by Jared Goodstadt, Scarlett Burke, Liz Rose, and Miranda Lambert. Written by Brooks Hudgens and David Hudgens. Audio Up in-house production by Jordana Glick-Fransheim and Nate Glassman-Hughes. Edited by Carrie Caulfield-Arick. Sound design and mix by Jeremiah Zimmerman. Music by Scarlett Burke, Jared Goodstadt, Liz Rose, Shooter Jennings, Abby Anderson, Jeff Peters, Gabriel Kirchhoff, Jesse Siebenberg, Tyler Rich, Breland, Catton Alex, and Garrett Headland.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.